Peace in the community is a growing concern these days in light of recent tragedies in Ferguson, Baton Rouge, and Dallas, among other areas. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us right now on 89.1 WEMU is the mayor of Ypsilanti, Amanda Edmonds, to talk about a police community relations Black Lives Matter task force meeting happening tonight in Ypsilanti at the high school. Welcome, Mayor Edmonds, and thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Can you begin by first telling us about the task force?
Yeah, in the wake of Ferguson and other tragedies around the country and the growing, you know, understanding that police and community relations aren't always what we'd hope they would be, our city council and our Human Relations Commission last year proactively put together a task force. So to dive more deeply into specifically the Black Lives Matter's recommendations for local policy change at the local government level. And so we started that task force, which is has three members of council and three members of our citizens from our Human Relations Commission. And they've been meeting, diving into the work. They focus in particular on looking at citizen oversight boards and best practices, as well as the citizen complaint process. So if someone does have an experience with the police, that we're revamping the process of how someone responds and what the response and next course of action is.
Who will be at tonight's meeting? Will the police department be represented as well?
Yeah, the police chief will be there. There might be representatives from the other agencies in the county. This is specifically a city task force, so it's about the city of Ypsilanti, but we know that our police work closely with EMU, work closely with the county, and so we've invited those folks there as well. Because we've gotten so much interest, this is a task force that's been meeting monthly, but we expect possibly hundreds of people tonight. So we decided to change the agenda to be able to help those folks coming really understand what we're doing, what's gone on so far, and what we're planning to do next, as well as give a much more significant opportunity for people to have a voice specifically in what they think they could do to move forward. So we're excited for that level of interest and people really hopefully being ready to engage in more deep ways with us.
I saw the meeting is scheduled from 7 to 8, 1 hour for the Ypsilanti Police Community Relations Black Lives Matter Task Force. Do you think it's going to all be taken care of in 1 hour?
No, we don't expect it to be a 1 hour meeting. It will start at 7 and it will end when it ends. And so, you know, I expect it to go at least a few hours. And we'll see about just how many folks want to speak, et cetera. We will hear from the police chief, who will give some updates that he's given to the city council and the Human Relations Commission and this task force about some of the things they're working on right now. So we'll hear from him. We'll hear from Councilmember Nicole Brown, who's the co-chair of the task force. The task force will go about sort of their regular business and the updates that they were planning to give in this meeting already. And then there'll be a chance for audience participation and sharing.
What exactly are you looking for from the audience? What kind of citizen input or involvement?
You know, we don't know, and we're really owning that. I mean, of course, we want people to continue to engage in these meetings and this work and helping look at policies and finding best practices. That's not easy for an audience of 100 to do all at the same time. So we are owning that we're not sure exactly what those best, very specific steps are, beyond making sure people vote, because that matters at every level. And so we're looking for people to tell us what they think those best next steps are. We understand, you know, the problem. We know people will probably want to voice their concerns about what's going on nationally, you know, down to locally. But we're hoping that we can, in addition to having a chance to hear people's concerns, that we can really move into the space of what people want not only us to do as their elected leaders, but want to do themselves in helping move us forward. There, we'll see what people say.
Ypsilanti Mayor Amanda Edmonds. Now, you had to tell us where the meeting is. I understand you had to move it to
We moved it because city council only holds about 60 people in council chambers. So we moved it to Ypsi High School. So it's at Ypsi High School Auditorium on Packard and Hewitt Road, where we'll have plenty of parking. We can also have, you know, an AV system and plenty of chairs for everyone to hopefully be very comfortable.
Well, I hope you have a very peaceful gathering, and thanks so much for sharing your information with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
My pleasure.